Whereas the Board of County Commissioners of Santa Rosa County is committed to the future of young citizens and the protection and preservation of the bountiful resources they will inherit. Whereas the Board of County Commissioners of Santa Rosa County recognizes the need for citizens and government alike to be good stewards of our community and the resources therein. Whereas the citizens of Santa Rosa County, District 3, have sought to recognize their neighbor, Miss Debbie Smith, for her dedication to keeping the community a clean and enjoyable place to live and work. And whereas Miss Debbie Smith, a lifelong resident of Santa Rosa, 25 years. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Board of County Commissioners of Santa Rosa County does hereby proclaim their appreciation for Miss Debbie Smith and her commitment to being an example for future generations and her resolve to the embodiment of the definition of neighborly conduct. This is passed and adopted by the board today, April 28th, 2020, and I had the privilege of signing this document. Ms. Smith, if you'd like to say a few words.
All right. I would not normally play the always long-winded proclamations that any county reads for any subject whatsoever, but you know me long enough by now that you should give me just a minute's worth of trust that there's a pretty good reason for this one. This is a story about a woman named Debbie Smith who cleans up trash on the side of the road for decades in Santa Rosa County. And at the very beginning when she was talking, I wasn't hooked, but I want to play this for you. I want to play all the parts of it, but I just want you to listen to this story. This is one of my favorite slash heart-wrenching things, okay? But here, this is her talking at the county commission meeting, getting the proclamation yesterday.
I would just like to say that I'm humbled by this presentation and humbled by my neighbors who thought enough to bring it to everybody's attention, because sometimes when you're out there, you just feel like you're alone and nobody cares and nobody's paying attention to what you do. People look at me so many times as though I'm crazy, and as I'm picking up trash, they're behind me throwing it back out. And I've been doing it a long time, and I've spent many countless hours and a whole lot of money trying to dispose of it.
So, as you know, in our two counties, we have a real problem with roadside trash and litter, and sometimes it goes way beyond that. As you get off into some of the slightly more rural parts of the counties, you get mattresses and tires and just all kinds of crazy, ridiculous stuff that people dump on the side of the road, and she goes around cleaning it up. Just a private citizen going around cleaning it up.
I've asked for help. I've had one person offer to help me one time in 18 years. And it was a little 8-year-old girl who had begged her mother to please let me help this lady pick up the trash. And she stopped me at the shortstop and asked me, would it be okay for my little girl to help you walk and pick trash up? And I said, yes, absolutely. And so I took the little girl and I thought, well, maybe I can teach the little girl to take pride in her community. And the little girl walked with me about 2 hours, and she was so tickled to get to help me. And then I took the little girl home, and that was the only person that's ever helped me in all this time.
And she just had a friend who just recently started helping a little bit, because as she's getting older, it's physically more difficult for her to go do the walking.
My friend Georgia, who's just recently started helping me because I bought a golf cart to help me pick up trash because I'm so old, I'm tired of walking. But she's helped me a little bit lately, and I really appreciate this opportunity, and I will continue as long as I'm able to pick this up and make it a better place for everybody. And thank y'all so much. Appreciate it.
So now you know the story, but you only know the half of it. Because Bob Cole, who's the chairman of the commission right now, District 2, Milton, he asked exactly the right question.
What do you do with the trash? You put it in your own personal trash container?
I do that, and then I have a large utility trailer, and I'll load it up, and I go to the dump, and I pay to dispose of it.
Okay.
And I recently went this past week. I had gone through the woods near my home, and I picked up some stuff, And one of the things I picked up three rubber tires. And I brought them back home and took them to the dump. And the lady says, do you know they're $5 a piece to dispose of? I says, well, I tell you what, I'm not paying $5 a piece to dispose of these things. I'll take them back, put them back where I found them. And she said, well, I tell you what, Saturday is tire amnesty day. If you'll bring them back down here, you can dispose of them for free. I says, well, that's a trip back down here. I didn't understand why they wouldn't just go ahead and take them, because I told her I found them on the side of the road. But anyway, I've got them loaded, and I'll take them back Saturday for free. I'll dispose of them. But I've paid for it out of my pocket at the dump.
She collects so much trash and debris that she actually has a little pull-behind trailer that she dumps it all in to take down to the dump to pay a tipping fee to get rid of the crap. And you know who you are, as I say this, that you throw on the side of the road. Thank goodness Commissioner Cole had an idea.
I would like to ask the board if they would support me. And when you come and you show your ID at the scale house, and we can get this word to Andrew Hill, that there not be a charge for you to take it in there.
It would be a blessing. It would be a blessing.
If you bring them tires, I mean, and it's not amnesty day, they can set them aside and
okay,
put them in on amnesty day.
Thank
you.
Because
you're going to put that much effort in our community can at least not charge you to take it there. So
that would be a blessing.
It's the littlest possible thing the county can do. And they actually had to write it just a little bit differently, because you can't grant like a person an exemption. But Tom Danheiser, the former judge and now the county attorney, said, well, if we write it so that like nonprofits basically, you know, can get approved to be on the list of they can clean up and dump for free, including tires, that's how we're going to take care of that. So that's a better situation than her having to spend her own money to buy a golf cart so that she can go pick up trash. Oh, I love people. I absolutely adore her. She is fabulous. I want to celebrate her. I agree with the proclamation. And I just wanted to share it with you, because I knew you guys would, you would get a kick, both the good kind and the bad kind, out of a story like this. And I figure it's a moment to just, you know, be grateful for people like Debbie Smith.